And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, everybody? It's a Thursday, and they're still counting ballots around the world somewhere. So we've got some stuff to talk about, obviously, for your talk of the town. And not only that, but there's big doings out at the Prescott Airport, and we're going to reach all the way over the hill to Cottonwood to talk about what's going on at the Prescott Airport. And Dr. Robin Sabota will be joining us live here momentarily. Casey Rooney will be in on the call as well. And then a little bit later on, we're going to be taking on the manipulation of political language. I've got some doozies here for you. I'm telling you, I got some doozies. We're going to put the dictionary to some of these, and we will then be able to clearly identify, you know, who's messing up the King's English. we're going to talk airport first with Dr. Robin Sabota and with Casey Rooney when we return live here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Let's fly.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, andouille hero sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, and we're going to head out to Cottonwood with our fingers crossed here because we are doing kind of an interesting deal. We're actually going to be interviewing the Prescott Airport Director from Cottonwood. So I don't know how that works out, but we're going to put both of them on the line, and hopefully Casey Rooney is there with me.
I am.
And Dr. Sabota, too.
Hello.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Go for it.
Okay. Thank you, Sanford. Good to hear your voice. So I am Casey Rooney. I'm the host of the Talk of the Town and with KQ&A, Arizona's hometown radio group. Dr. Robin Sabota, did I say that name right?
Is you it sure Sabota? Did.
Okay, good. Can I call you Robin?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, you can call me Casey. I'll call you Robin. We'll get along just fine.
Hey, Casey.
Robin, it's good to hear your voice. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person one of these days, but I understand you are the airport manager. Do I have that correct, your title? I don't want to say the wrong thing here.
Airport director, same, yes.
Okay, good. Well, Robin, it's really great to meet you, and I do want to welcome our listeners to Talk of the Town. And you are in Prescott, and I am in Cottonwood, and it sounds like everything's working out just fine. I want to welcome you to our conversation today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really an exciting time here at the airport.
You know, I get that feeling. I live in Prescott Valley, and I hear those planes flying over my house all day long, and so I can tell there's a lot of activity going on at the airport. So it's really... It's not really necessarily the Prescott Airport. It's the Ernest A. Love Airport or Field, right?
Well, the official title is Prescott Regional Airport Ernest A. Love Field.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a long title. It's sort of like one of those hyphenated names.
Yeah. I just call it the Prescott Airport.
Exactly. And it is super busy out here. A lot of people don't realize we are the 40th busiest airport in the country.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we actually rank about the same as Oakland, California, just to give you an idea.
And that's because of, a lot of that is because of the college there in Prescott, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we actually have five flight training institutions operating out of Prescott. So we're training the next generation of pilots, and right now there's a pilot shortage, so we're really doing a great service to the nation.
Oh, I'll bet you are. It's a nice airport, I know that. I've been over there numerous times. Tell me who Ernest A. Love is.
Well, you know, he's our hometown hero. You know, he graduated from Prescott High School, flew 22 combat missions while he was serving in World War I, and unfortunately he was shot down in France back in 1918 at the youthful age of 23. He was listed as missing in action and eventually was recovered and interred at Arlington. And received posthumous awards for bravery from President Woodrow Wilson and General John Pershing and the French president, as a matter of fact, at the time. And actually what was also significant is his family was really active in the community, and they donated funds for the old terminal, the current terminal that we have here.
Wow. So he died at, what did you say,
23,
wow, a young guy. What a shame.
Yeah.
But he's left quite a legacy for Prescott.
He really has. So the building that the current terminal is in was actually named after him.
Hmm. Wouldn't you love to meet that guy? I mean, so what year did he die? I mean, year was he?
It was on September 15th of 1918 that we lost Ernest. Yeah.
Well, it's neat that the name carries on after all these years.
Yeah, and well, so the terminal was actually built in 1948, so 30 years later, that bears his name. And now I would have probably be amazing to see his reaction to finding out that United now flies out of that terminal building, and it looks like by next year we'll be hitting 25,000 enplanements or 50,000 total passengers out of Prescott Regional Airport, Ernest A. Love Field.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's good stuff. I mean, I'm looking, as a citizen of the region, I'm looking forward to using the airport. I'm flying to Ohio over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I made reservations a long time ago, but if I were to go and try to make reservations to get to, let's say, Toledo or Detroit or somewhere like that, can you get there from here?
You sure can.
How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, so right now we have nonstop service daily to both Denver and to L.A.
Uh-huh.
And through Denver, there is 450 possible connections through the rest of the world. And through
and through
L.A., there's 250 connections within the United and the United Star Alliance. So it's extraordinary. We've had so many people who've called and said they cannot believe they can get to Boston in less time than it takes going out of Phoenix, and they don't even have the shuttle time down on the freeway. So extraordinary. It's great service.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that's taken the shuttle down to Phoenix many, many times to catch an airplane, and now I wouldn't have to do that. Now, how does that affect businesses that do shuttles and that sort of thing? How are they feeling about this situation?
Well, what's kind of interesting is now we're starting to see people calling the airport and saying they live in Sedona, Flagstaff, Camp Verde, and they want a shuttle ride to Prescott. So it's sort of reversing the model. And in fact, yeah, it's kind of interesting. And what's also we were really surprised to hear is our fares are so low because we are essential air service subsidized, our carrier is, that people are actually flying from Denver into Prescott and renting a car and driving to Phoenix. So the model has actually gotten reversed in some cases.
Oh, that's interesting. I love the idea of not going down to Phoenix. Not that I have anything against Phoenix, but if I had a choice, I would fly out of Prescott. Now, how would that affect people? So I'm over in Cottonwood.
Yeah.
So what's the advantage? I want our listeners to understand what the advantage is of not going to Phoenix. I mean, they can now go to Prescott, right?
Right. So right now, to get from Cottonwood over to Prescott Regional Airport, Ernest A. Love Field, it's 37 miles or about an hour and 20 minutes to get to us. If they want to go down to Phoenix, it's 107 miles, and it's 2 hours and 10 minutes, depending on the traffic. As you know, it's a pretty busy corridor going down I-17, and in fact, it's the fourth most dangerous corridor in the United States in terms of fatalities in that period, that route from the I-17 exchange there at the 69 all the way down to the airport. So there's been plenty of accidents that could delay you. So it's nice they don't have to do that now.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten stranded on I-17. It wasn't even going down to catch an airplane. I would be freaking out if I got stranded on I-17 and I was going to miss a flight. So now you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's a real advantage. But also, we're essential air service subsidized, and what that means is that the Essential Air Service Program under the Department of Transportation subsidizes the airline $3.9 million a year to provide service into our community because it's remote. And so what that means is ticket prices, particularly to Denver and L.A., are amazingly competitive. The lowest ticket prices over to L.A., for example, I was looking the second week in December, they're $50 each way.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
which
awesome.
Is fabulous. And do remember, they do need to book 3 weeks in advance for the best fares. And generally, it's cheaper to fly midweek than it is on Fridays and Sundays. So Friday and Sunday are kind of your peak days, but if you can flex your travel just a little bit, you can get some amazing fares.
Well, Robin, we're going to take a little break here for just a second, so bear with me. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about this.
Okay.
I'm going to pass it over to Sanford.
Well, okay then. We will get ready to depart for some commercials. And then when we arrive, more with Casey Rooney's conversation with Dr. Robin Sobota from the Prescott Airport. It's all live right now here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
The antioxidants in Welch's Concord grape juice aren't just antioxidant. Nah, they hate oxidants. Welch's antioxidants track down those nasty oxidants, find their leader, and beat it to a sniveling oxidant pulp in front of all the other oxidants so they slink away like scared puppies and you never have to worry about them ever again. That's a Welch's antioxidant. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's, tough as grapes.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And now back to Cottonwood, where we will rejoin Casey Rooney. He's talking with Dr. Robin Sobota of the Prescott Airport.
Thank you, Sanford. Robin, welcome back. Hey, what other airlines fly out of Prescott? Are there any other airlines that fly out of there?
No, it's just United Express. And you were asking me earlier on the advantages. I wanted to bring up the fact, I don't know if folks know, but we actually have free parking here. And also pretty short TSA lines. I mean, we can, you can zip through TSA pretty quickly.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
I am flying to Cincinnati, on Monday, and I have to go down to down to Phoenix to catch the plane. And that, you know, that whole trip takes me, you know, in good traffic, a couple hours to get there, and then you got to be there an hour ahead of time. So you're dealing with 3 hours. Now, when you leave out of Prescott, you can get in and out of there in a heartbeat, can't you?
You can. We do. Now, usually the TSA does say get there 90 minutes in advance. And that down at Sky Harbor during the holiday season, I used to actually work at Sky Harbor, and we would tell people to get there 2 hours in advance at least before the holidays. We also caution people, please don't wrap your gifts when you go through because the TSA may unwrap them if they have to check. So do be careful. But, yeah, we can get through pretty quickly. Now, there's a couple of tricks you should know. One is they do lock down 30 minutes before the flight if you do not have your boarding pass. So don't wait to get to the airport. Go ahead and get your boarding pass online or download it to your smart device. That really makes a lot of sense, so you don't get into that where you show up, say, 25 minutes before, and you can't get a boarding pass. And so it's a grown-up airline, so they do have those procedures so that they can get the crew out there and get the plane out on time.
Yeah. Robin, if they, by some weird chance, I don't think it's going to happen, but if they canceled my flight at Sky Harbor, how much lead time do you need to get a ticket in Prescott?
Well, right now we're running at about a 77% load factor, which is extraordinary. These are pretty full flights. So what that means is roughly 38 to 40 of the seats are taken, but that leaves about 10 to 12 seats available. And so we do still have some tickets available through the end of the month, but the fares are always higher if you don't book 3 weeks in advance.
Oh, so if by any chance I found out tomorrow that my flight got canceled, could I catch a flight on Monday before holiday?
Actually, there are still some seats available on those flights, but they're getting pretty full. We've been tracking the loads because, I don't know, have you heard about our 10,000 campaign?
I think I heard something about it, but go ahead and tell me what that is.
Okay, so once an airport gets to 10,000 enplanements, an enplanement is a boarding, so there's an enplanement and a deplanement. Enplanement is getting on. So when if we get to 10,000 enplanements this year, we move from what's called a non-primary airport to a primary airport, and we'll be eligible for up to $20 million in the building of our new terminal building. And right now, it looks like we're going to make it. So we're going to be giving out some celebratory gifts to people who are our 7,000th, 8,000th, 9,000th, and 10,000th passenger to leave this year. So we got some fun things coming up.
Wow, that sounds great. Help me market the airport to people in the Verde Valley. I mean, so people are trying to get out of Cottonwood and Sedona and Camp Verde. Why? Give us some motivation. What's the reason for flying out of Prescott? I know that it's easier than getting to Phoenix and dealing with that mess, but help me market the airport to our people here in the Verde Valley.
Well, the neat part is that we actually did a survey of 2017 tickets purchased within 90 minutes, and we found out our number one destination was Denver. So if people want to fly to Denver, why would they want to go all the way down to Phoenix, say 2 hours down, and get to, you know, get in the two-hour TSA line to get through to take a two-and-a-half-hour flight back up to Denver, when you could just drive over to Prescott in about an hour and 15 minutes, and you've got about an hour and 15, hour and 30 flight up to Denver. I mean, it's so much shorter and more convenient. And also, who wants to pay for parking? You know, it's kind of nice that we have free parking.
I do. I want to pay for parking.
It can be really expensive down in Phoenix. And so we do have free parking. Now, we do anticipate that over the holiday season, we may have a real influx of people. So we may have a shuttle service going on, but it'll only be like a two-minute ride because it's right here on airport premises. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of a cool time. And honestly, the corridors down to Phoenix are going to be very full over the holiday. And unfortunately, sometimes people do drink or, you know, are impaired. We would hate to lose somebody on that corridor. So I think it's a much better trip to come over here to Prescott.
And it's easy to do. Are you seeing people coming over from the Verde Valley to Prescott to catch an airplane?
Absolutely.
Are they aware of it? I mean,
yeah, sure do.
Good.
Yeah, and it's nice to see it. And we'd love to see that person be number 7,000. It kind of looks like we're going to hit 7,000 the week of November 18th through 24th. So if folks are traveling over the holiday, they may be that person. So it would be kind of fun. We're giving away tickets to the Northern Arizona Suns game. By the time you get to 8,000 and 9,000, we're looking at a staycation in the Prescott area and dinner out. And the 10,000 passenger is going to get two free round-trip tickets to either L.A. or Denver. So all you have to do is fly out of Prescott.
Really? Can I be your friend? Come on. Take care of me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's really neat to see how many people are taking advantage. You know, when SkyWest bid this, because they bid it and then they have a seamless network with United, so you buy the ticket on United when you're flying. When they bid this, they expected only a 44% load factor. That means 22 people on a 50-seat plane. These planes are fabulous. They're nice because there's no middle seat. So you either always have an aisle or a window. It's great.
This is not a novelty. This is something that people are going to continue to use. And hopefully more people from the Verde Valley are going to start using it.
In less than an hour to fly over to L.A., I mean, how nice to go walk in the beach and enjoy dinner on the coast in an hour. This is great. This is exactly what this community deserved. You know, we've got 230,000 people that live in Yavapai County, and they deserve great, great air service, and now they have it.
Oh, you sound like a great marketer. I'm impressed.
Actually, when you fly on it, it sells itself. Because honestly, I flew over and walked on the beach, took my shoes off, rolled up my pants. And it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful to be at L.A. And, you know, we've got people that are going to go over there for a shopping trip, Universal Studios.
Conference or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like a good program. So who actually runs the airport? You're the director of the airport, right?
Yeah, I'm the airport director. This is a City of Prescott facility. But the neat part is it really is a regional airport. So we've reached out to Prescott Valley, the Verde Valley. We've reached out to partners all over the Northern Arizona region because, honestly, this is the Northern Arizona's little jewel here. And we anticipate it's probably going to be, like I said, around 50,000 total passengers next year. And our goals, our long-term strategy is to go over 50,000 and hopefully eventually we'll get to 100,000. And what that means is additional air service options, hopefully additional nonstop destinations. And once we build this terminal, it'd be a really, really comfortable facility. We're looking at breaking ground in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's one of the things that I noticed over the years, you know, going to the airport for meetings and such, is it's pretty small. It's easy. I guess that's a good and a bad, but it's easy to get in and out of. People seem really nice there, what do you see in the future? I mean, will there be more airlines, or you're just probably happy to have this one airline be very successful, right?
Well, actually, one of the things that we learned through the Essential Air Service bid process, which happened in July, we had 7 different airlines bid for Prescott. They're realizing that this airport in this region, the Yavapai County, and honestly, Northern Arizona, is a huge underserved market. And so 3 of those bid jet service. And in the history of Prescott, we'd never had true jet service until August. And the numbers are really confirming what everybody suspected. This is a great market. So we anticipate that there will be additional frequency to the existing destinations and or additional destinations that will be added sometime in the next 18 months.
Yeah. Well, I can almost guarantee that one of these days, my wife Jody and I are going to catch a plane and go to L.A. just to go to the beach for the day or something. You
know? That's exactly what folks should do. Take advantage of this great service. And I think the more we use it, the better the chances we'll even get more service. For example, when they originally bid, they bid 7 days a week to Denver and 6 days a week to L.A. That was in August. And the loads have been so great, they went 7 days a week to L.A. now. So we have 7-day-a-week service to both destinations. It just goes to show if you use the service, the airline ramps it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is.
Robin, we gotta wind down here. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I know we're on different phone lines, and I hope one of these days you and I can get together for a cup of coffee and talk a little bit more about this because I got more questions. I got a lot of good answers, but there's always more questions. So I'm looking forward to meeting you in person and having an extended conversation over a cup of coffee, and maybe we could even catch a flight to L.A. or something.
I hope so, and I'll be over there for those people that hit the 7, 8, 9, and ultimately 10,000 passenger. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the folks from, you know, the Verde Valley and beyond coming here and taking advantage of this great service.
Well, you let me know when you're coming over this way, and we'll have breakfast or lunch or something, and I'll introduce you to some key players over here, and I know people are going to want to use the service. So I just want to thank you for joining me today on KQNA, Arizona's hometown radio group, Talk of the Town, and I look forward to meeting you in person one of these days in the very near future.
Nice chatting with you.
Okay, we'll see you, Robin.
Bye-bye now, Casey.
All right. I guess we will then take a break. We'll get to the news and then be back with more Talk of the Town. It's the roundtable. And let's see, what do we got to talk about? We have election results. Who's going to replace John Kyle? Nationalism, the opposite of patriotism. Trump doesn't know what a tariff is. That actually came out of somebody's mouth. Also, Jeff Sessions got fired 2 years too late. Also, how do you explain Ducey and McSally and the vote? When Ducey left McSally, how did that come? come about? And then, last but not least, what the heck is wrong with Jeff Flake? We're going to find out this and lots more coming your way when we return after the news on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top-quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona police are trying to get ahead of porch pirates as more of us go online to order our holiday gifts.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Jamie Rothschild says you can help run off the bad guys by simply getting to know your neighbors and reporting suspicious activity. Rothschild, who heads Silent Witness, notes a big mistake online shoppers make when porch pirates take off with their deliveries.
More often than not, these items, these thefts, they don't get reported. They're underreported. So what will happen is you'll come home, your package is missing, and you'll just contact the supplier and ask for a refund.
And what do thieves make off with not knowing what's inside? In one case, it was hygiene supplies for a disabled woman. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio, Phoenix.
Another day, another telephone scam. This time, Unisource Energy Services warns its customers of scammers trying to steal their money.
Customers have reported receiving a phone call from someone who claims to be a Unisource employee. They threaten to disconnect service for unpaid bills or damaged meters. Scammers often instruct customers to make payment over the phone with a prepaid money card. Scammers also use text messages, registered letters, and sometimes even appear in person. Sometimes software is used that disguises phone calls or text messages to make them appear as if they're coming from the company. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes begin a five-game homestand this evening with a 7 o'clock face-off against the Nashville Predators. You can catch all the action live on KQ&A FM 95.5 or 99.9. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, I am. I am here, and Chuck Roberts joins me in the studio. And let's start out, first of all, by talking about the election. We finally had the Senate thing settled this week, and it was Kyrsten Sinema that ended up on top in the U.S. Senate race, beating Martha McSally by, it looks like, 38,000 votes.
Can you imagine that?
Out of 2.2 million votes cast. So a very narrow race. You could even argue that it could have been worse had the Green Party candidate not been on the ballot as well.
I got 2%.
Feeling that most of those Green Party votes would have gone to the Democrat. So that the two of them combined, 52% over McSally's 48. One thing that is kind of curious, though, is a couple things. First of all, the margin of victory for Kyrsten Sinema, 50-48 over Republican Martha McSally, is almost the polar opposite of the margin of the governor's race, where a Republican, Doug Ducey, granted an incumbent, where neither one of these people were incumbents, but he was, got 57% of the vote, and David Garcia only 41. And so the question is, well, obviously there was some kind of ticket splitting somewhere, because Doug Ducey either got some Democrat votes to get him up to that 57, pulled some independents over, but clearly the, it wasn't like Ducey was at the top of the ticket and everybody just voted straight downhill from there. Not at all. In fact, the Secretary of State's race went the other way as well, with over 2.2 million votes cast. Katie Hobbs won that by just 6,000 votes. So that's, you know, break it down by like 50 counties. And, you know, you're talking about 125 votes a county. I mean, that's pretty narrow. Pretty narrow. But the interesting thing that I thought, when you looked at the total number of votes for Senate and Secretary of State, they were almost the same. There was only a difference of 723 in terms of the total votes cast. So whoever voted for U.S. Senate definitely voted for Secretary of State. Governor Ducey's race, however, some people evidently thought that was in the bag because he only he had 53,000 fewer votes total between the two of them. So 53,000 people voted for Secretary of State and U.S. Senate and did not vote for governor. I can't explain that. The governor, I guess the U.S. Senator is, you know, the top dog in a race, but the governor is the top elected official in the state. And so you would think that if you're going to bother to go to the polls and fill out your ballot, you're probably going to vote for a governor. And 53,000 people chose not to
either
vote for governor.
By or, as has been mentioned by our elections director, Leslie Hoffman here in Yavapai County, is it? They write in something, and they write in something, you know, Mickey Mouse or Superman or whatever. And I think they just said, you know, it's in the bag. Let's have some fun. And that slows down the whole process.
I was going to say, there weren't 53,000 of those. You know, they even the three candidates, including the Green Party candidate, Ducey, Garcia, and Torres, still added up percentage-wise to 100. So if there were write-in candidates, it wouldn't have been more than like a handful. I'm saying, so 53,000 people
they just
basically
said, forget it.
Yeah, I don't have to vote for governor this time. I just thought that was weird. So now a whole nother issue comes up as a result of this, and that is, who is Governor Doug Ducey going to nominate to replace John Kyle, who took the place of the late John McCain? Kyle said that when he took the seat, I will only serve until the end of the year. Now, between now and December, there could be Doug Ducey, please, please, pretty please, with sugar on top. Please, please, John, Johns, please stay, please stay. Possibly. Generally, I wouldn't think so. John Kyle said he's going to stay till the end of the year, and we got to take him at his word, I think, on that. So now, the conventional wisdom is that because Martha McSally is a Republican, and because Doug Ducey is a Republican, and because John McCain was a Republican, Ducey, by law, is required to nominate a Republican to take the place of McCain or McCain's replacement. So to replace McCain's replacement, he's going to have to nominate a Republican. Everybody, conventional wisdom-wise, says, well, he'll just give it to McSally. Which could explain some of the voting. Some people may have thought, and I don't know that these are Republicans necessarily, but maybe independents and disaffected Democrats might have thought, I'll probably give it to McSally anyway. Let's give it to Kirsten.
Oh.
She's earned it. You know, she's been so much Arizona, she's earned it. So now the question is, will Doug Ducey offer the seat to Martha McSally?
Well, could he offer it to himself?
He won't. He could, but he won't. And because he just got reelected. So he's not going to do that. What I wonder, and this is going to be something that's really just going to, tell you everything you need to know about the relationship between Doug Ducey and Martha McSally. If he nominates somebody else other than McSally, that will tell you that whatever unity there may have been regarding the Republican Party in Arizona between Ducey and McSally, that has all gone away. On the other hand, if he does nominate McSally, which again would be the conventional wisdom and probably the right thing to do, I mean, she put her hat in the ring for crying out loud, then all is well. Things will return to normal. Life will go on. What is interesting is that whoever Doug Ducey nominates to take the place of John Kyle, that person is going to have to run in a special election in 2020.
And that, I guess maybe that's where I'm leading up to, is if he doesn't appoint McSally, he's leaving that open for somebody to kind of be a rate holder while he looks, the governor looks at 2020 as a senator.
And again, he would have to nominate someone knowing that that person will not run for the Senate
or
seat
say,
when
hey,
it comes
John,
up in 2020.
Or you say, John, just stay in there till 2020.
And I might add, after that special election in 2020, that same person is going to have to run again in 2022. So
we are going to have,
here's what is set up now. We had a Senate election in 2016 when John McCain was elected. We had another Senate election here in 2018, Cinema McSally. We're going to have another one in 2020, the special election. We're going to have another one in 2022. The McCain seat comes up again. And we'll have another one in 2024 when the Sinema seat comes up again. So we're going to have a U.S. Senate election every 2 years between now and 2024.
Take your signs down. Get ready for the next one.
Keep your eyeballs peeled for whoever Doug Ducey nominates to take the place of John Kyle taking the place of John McCain. If it's Martha McSally, then there's going to be order restored within the Republican Party. If it's somebody else, and depending on who that somebody else is, we don't know, but if it's even if it's anybody else, that makes you kind of twinge your eyebrow a little bit. So, well, why wouldn't McSally have that seat? But we'll find out in due course. In the meantime, we've consulted the dictionary regarding some misuse of the English language recently, and these are some real like eye-popping head scratchers. And so we're going to start with everybody's favorite French leader, President Macron. President Macron. Trying to dig at our president, Donald Trump, by announcing in a speech that nationalism is the opposite of patriotism.
Aha.
Nationalism is the opposite of patriotism.
C'est la guerre.
Now, and Donald Trump got pissed, well, you know, when he said that. Of course, it doesn't take much to get Donald Trump pissed anyway, so that doesn't matter. But the point is, in terms of the Frenchman's use of the English terms nationalism and patriotism, saying that they are opposite, that tells me that Macron is the opposite of smart. Because nationalism is hyper-patriotism. So to say that it is the opposite of patriotism is to deny what nationalism really means. And what it means is that you're putting your country first. And so what is more patriotic? How can you describe a more hyper-patriotic state of being than being a nationalist? You're putting your nation first. And so I think Macron needs to study up on his English a little more. You know, this is a guy that is, you know, the head of a country, and he doesn't know what the heck he's talking about, which it scares me. So Trump also got into some hot water with some reporters regarding this term nationalism. One of the African-American reporters stood up and asked a question. By the way, questions are not questions anymore. Questions are now accusations that end with a question mark. So there's a little difference in the way that these things are put forward. But this one African-American female reporter stood up and said, you use the term nationalism, which many people believe to mean white nationalism. And right away, Donald Trump said, that is such a racist question. You don't know what you're talking about. And then, of course, the left-wing media, CNN and ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, all went berserk, you know, that, you know, here Trump is singling out this African-American woman because he is a white nationalist. He is a racist. That's why. And it's like, if this helps to sell more commercial time on your TV station, then fine. But otherwise, it ain't the truth. Nationalism means you're putting your country first. Nationalism is not the opposite of patriotism. Nationalism is the opposite of globalism. And globalism is where a lot of these European countries have been going and where a lot of the leftists, including the media, have been talking about, well, if you're not, you know, you got to be part of the world, you know. So we want the world to make policy. Well, Donald Trump has gotten into that and found out that the globalist policy is the United States puts in a ton of money and we don't. The United States has to cut back on all of its fossil fuels and emissions and nobody else does. That's the idea of globalism, is you give everything, we give nothing. The world is a better place. And we're not buying it anymore. So When you think of the term nationalism, just think of nation, because that's what it's all about. It's putting your nation first. There's nothing racist or any other ist or any other phobia about it. It is strictly putting your country's interests first, which you and your family, you probably put your interests first. Now, you still care about everybody else, and you still want to be helpful and a good citizen, but you're not going to starve so that someone else can eat. I mean, you're just not going to do that. You're going to make, just like on the airplane, when the mask comes down, when they lose cabin pressure, you're not going to take that mask and give it to somebody else. You're going to put it on yourself first.
Take care of yourself, then you can take care of others.
That's nationalism in an airplane. and then also, I witnessed a recent debate between a Republican and a Democrat, and it was moderated by a professor from the School of Law at Columbia University. So you could say there were two lefties in the audience. But the Democrat, in making her case about Trump, said, amongst a litany of other things, Trump, he doesn't even know what a tariff is. He's this and he's that and he's that. Yeah. And I take exception to that because, first of all, I have an economics degree from Michigan State. I know what a tariff is. Donald Trump is a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance. This is where our, financial leaders come from. It's the best economic, financial education you can get. And for that Democrat moron to sit there on TV and just say, he doesn't even know what a tariff is. Well, I'll bet you he knows more about tariffs than you do. But the moderator didn't step in. And I thought that was a mistake on their part. All right, we're going to take a quick break and find out what the heck is going on with Jeff Flake. And also, the firing of Jeff Sessions, was it right on time or was it 2 years too late? We'll be right back with more Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You could have a silent killer lurking in your home. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless, poisonous gas that can reach deadly levels if your gas furnace or other fuel-burning appliances are not operating properly. If you use natural gas appliances, kerosene space heaters, or even fireplaces and wood stoves, have them inspected by a trained professional at the beginning of every heating season. Check that flues and chimneys are connected in good condition and not blocked. Make sure your appliances vent fumes to the outside, and always have an adequate air supply for safe operation.
Don't use a gas oven to heat your home, even for a short time, and never use a charcoal grill indoors, even in a fireplace. A carbon monoxide detector can alert you to a problem, but it's no substitute for proper use and maintenance of your fuel-burning appliances. Don't let carbon monoxide sneak up on you. Have your fuel-burning appliances checked before winter arrives. An important safety message from Unisource Energy Services.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just a couple of minutes left to talk about Jeff Flake. What is going on in Flaketown? He has announced that he will not vote for any judges until his legislation protecting the Mueller investigation is enacted and approved. And Mitch McConnell has basically told him, we're not even going to let that on the floor. Now, Trump is not going to, you know, stop the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation is going to stop itself because basically there's not a whole lot left to investigate.
It's only been 2 years, huh?
Yeah. You know, so I'm not sure that that's even necessary. But if Jeff Flake wants to take himself out of what couple of months he has left in the Senate and be known forever as the guy that abandoned the Republican Party at the end of his term, hey, you know, go for it if you think that'll help you out. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, fired. And not a moment too soon. In fact, it was way too late. Way too late. You know, when Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia collusion thing, opening up the door for the Mueller investigation, I would have fired him right then and there. Let the media go berserk. They're going to do it anyway. It doesn't matter. But to me, and this is my conspiracy theory on Jeff Sessions, Sessions was the first guy out of the box as an establishment Republican to support Trump. And Trump wanted somebody from the Republican establishment to support him badly. He was coming in as an outsider, and nobody was giving him a chance. And so that was the first establishment Republican to come out in favor of Trump was Jeff Sessions. Well, he rewarded Jeff Sessions with a job as Attorney General. My thinking is that if the establishment Republicans were really after Trump, and this is part of the deep state from within, then Jeff Sessions was a mole. Ugh. He was there. He was literally there to help screw things up for Donald Trump. And so it took a year and a half, maybe 2 years to get rid of him, but I think he needed to do it, and I'm glad that he did, because Jeff Sessions really has not been a help to the country at all. And he opened up the Senate seat so that Doug Jones could be the senator from Alabama, so thank you very much for that. We're going to take off for now. We've got sports coming your way tomorrow at 4 o'clock live. And also, Mark Levin is going to be coming up next to continue the talk of the Quad Cities here on KQ&A. A big thank you to Casey Rooney and Dr. Robin Sabota from the Prescott Airport for joining us live here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. And for Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.